You may have felt pretty good with the price at the pump over the weekend, ranging from $1.40 to $1.50 in some cases. But in the coming weeks, experts expect the price to drop even lower. Here's Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
So long as nothing quickly turns around with this situation, Americans staying home, millions of us staying home, destroying gasoline demand, and that's causing the price for oil and gasoline to plummet. Average price today in Metro Grand Rapids, $1.83. That could drop by another 50 to 75 cents a gallon over the weeks ahead. And I think certainly the situation is ripe for gas prices to eventually fall under $1 a gallon.
DeHaan says the side effects of the coronavirus, like shelter-in-place orders and bans on non-essential travel, have basically crushed the demand for gas in a number of states.
In fact, Grand Rapids and Michigan aren't the only areas where we could see 99-cent prices. We could see them throughout the Midwest, essentially because gasoline that's being produced in this region has a unique disadvantage of being landlocked to the area. Gasoline produced here in the Great Lakes is kind of stuck here, and so refineries are forced to offer big discounts to be able to get rid of that inventory.
And DeHaan adds, as more states shut things down, the impact of the demand collapse could rival that of the Great Recession.
Never in history have we seen so many lockdown issues ordered, so many shelter-in-place issues ordered to provoke such a profound drop in gasoline demand so quickly. So I think that's where we will edge out the Great Recession, is that demand during the demand drop during the coronavirus situation will far outpace any demand drop that we saw during the Great Recession.
When asked about summer travel, DeHaan said it's just too early to tell where gas prices will land, depending a lot on what happens with the coronavirus and when. I'm Jennifer Moss.